Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I can't hear myself, but is it, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to address the board. Thanks to Trustee Walshlager for passing out that little handout I wanted you to take a look at. And as you know, I'm resigning from the Environmental Corridor Open Spaces Task Force. And I wanted to give you my heartfelt explanation for why I'm doing that. So bear with me, and I'll try to make it short. As I began, I went to the board meeting where the annual statements were presented, and I heard Wendy Unger say that some land had been donated to the developer, and that's why the TIF fund had the negative, had the deficit that they said it did. So that got my attention, and I began investigating. I had no idea that I was going to go down this path. I began investigating the TIF fund, and I don't know anything about TIF funds, but I checked it out. And I found that at the May 27th Joint Review Board meeting, Mr. Cummings asked, how much more is being added to the $500,000 that has been spent so far? And Mr. Mann from Ehlers replied, it's not anticipated that there's going to be any additional expenditures in TIF 4. Then at the public hearing on June 4th, Administrator Cox said, as you see, there is a little footnote underneath the table that says there aren't any anticipated additional expenditures because we're done with the district and we're reducing its size to only the parcel that's been redeveloped or going to be redeveloped. Below is the cash flow project for TIF District 4 presented at the public hearing at the Joint Architecture and Plan Commission meeting on June 4, 2015. Note the beginning balance deficit is $494,471. That reflects the fact that the deal had not been closed with McCormick yet on those two parcels of land. The village had a public hearing meeting where they could have put on the table, we are facing a choice here. Do we give this developer two parcels of land and forego the revenue that we could earn by recovering our carrying costs by charging him $143,000 for the land? So the village had a choice. Sell the land to the developer to cover our carrying costs and repay the TIF. $143,000 could have been repaid into that TIF. Instead, the decision was made, we're going to give this land to the developer. And that decision occurred between June 4th and June 22nd because the developer agreement was not included in the June 4th meeting. So at the public hearing, the people didn't know what the shape of the final deal was. And wouldn't it have been a nice opportunity at a public hearing to ask the people, what do you think we should do? Should we give Four Joe a piece of land or two that we paid $415,000 for in 2009? Should we just give it to Four Joe? Or should we try to recover $143,000 of our TIF expenses by just asking, Joe, can you please cover the carrying costs? But no, Mr. McCormick said, hey, I need 13% on this deal. I need my 13%. How are you going to make that happen for me? And they made it happen by giving him the land. And you can see that on the next page, at the village board meeting on the 22nd, the second public hearing, you can see the cost table shows now the cost is $637,671. Well, guess what? That's the $143,200 carrying costs that were added to the TIF deficit. That's a swing of $286,000. So, you know, that's one part of it that wasn't transparent, and it upsets me that the village could not have said in straightforward language to the people of Heartland, we bought two parcels of land in 2009 for $415,000 and we gave it to this developer as part of this deal. It was never said anywhere in any board meeting document, any project note, any newspaper article. It was never mentioned. And the other thing which I want to point out, and I'll wrap it up here quickly. Thank you for your patience. I can see I'm a little nervous. The other thing is that regarding the disclosure of the village's gift of two parcels to McCormick as part of the deal, the following exchange took place at the Joint Review Board meeting on May 27, 2015. Mr. Cummings, how much is the village being reimbursed for their cost? Administrator Cox, the village has a carrying cost of $143,000 on the properties. The transaction will probably wash to the village. We'll get nothing for that. It will be part of the deal. Mr. Cummings, well, it would be real helpful. And I just saw the statistics, what they did, because they also had an area that was difficult to develop. They had a column of developer costs. They had a column of what the village has contributed. And they had a column of what the TIF is contributing. It goes a long way to showing how much went into the making this thing work. Mr. Cox, okay. Mr. Cummings, and showing us how much your contribution has been. I wouldn't have known that if you didn't just tell me. And that was referring to Mr. Cox telling him about the land deal. And I'll have more comfort voting for something where I see all the effort that's been made by both the developer and the village. Administrator Cox, okay. Mr. Cummings, so maybe I should get you a copy? Mr. Mann, no, I understand. Mr. Cummings, it's a simple concept. Mr. Mann, no, I understand. I understand what you're talking about. Very similar to what we did in Delafield. And I know Sussex did something. Mr. Cummings, yes, and I remember the Delafield tid, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Mann, yeah, that'd be very good. Mr. Mann, okay. So version two of the table that Mann and Cox came up with after that joint review board meeting is below. And there's no column for village cost, no column for developer cost, and no column for TIF cost. There's nowhere on that page which shows $415,000 of village expenses that went into that project. And that's exactly what Mr. Cummings asked for. He said, show me the money. Who's paying what and where is it going? And the village failed to do that. And they had two opportunities at two public hearings to make this deal clear to the public, and they chose not to do it. And I'm sorry, but that, it breaks my heart. I'm resigning from the Environmental Corridor Task Force because that's not the way I do business.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next item is consideration of